USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin is continuing to dump heavy rains along the coast of South Carolina. The storm currently about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with winds of 40 miles an hour. If you're hitting the roads or friendly skies this weekend, you're not alone.
The number of people traveling by car and airline for the 4th of July holiday has climbed near pre-pandemic levels. The easing of COVID-19 restrictions and bottled-up Americans are translating into a strong holiday season. AAA says roughly 48 million people in America are moving around by car this weekend. Airlines are seeing over 3.5 million travelers at the nation's airports. Airline delays and cancellations within the United States continue to be a problem for some flyers this weekend, according to FlightAware. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Inflation in food prices is raising concerns of food shortages within the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem blames U.S. government regulation and international control of farms for the inflation on Fox News.
In South Dakota, we grow the world's food. Mm-hmm. It's right there. But because there's so much government intervention, control by conglomerates and even companies that aren't owned in the United States of America, we do have a food crisis on our hands.
Much of the food grown in the United States is shipped overseas. The Biden administration says Russia's war on Ukraine is a major contributor, as the Russian blockade in the Black Sea is preventing grain grown in Ukraine from being shipped internationally. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $370 million. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York is now banning guns in many public places following last week's Supreme Court ruling against the state's restrictive gun laws. State lawmakers came to an agreement Friday to define settings where guns will no longer be allowed in New York, including Times Square, public transportation, places that serve alcohol, and anywhere children might spend time. A man is in hot water after attending Disneyland.
A Florida man is being accused of trying to steal a Star Wars R2-D2 statue from Disney World. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says David Proudfoot was arrested this week for allegedly impersonating a Walt Disney World employee so he could steal things from the property, including an R2-D2 statue worth up to $10,000. An affidavit says Proudfoot was caught on May 31st pushing a cart with the R2-D2 statue out of the Swan Hotel on the park property. He reportedly identified himself as a park employee and claimed he was moving the statue to another location. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 80s sitcom Who's the Boss is making a comeback. The entertainment website Deadline reporting original stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are set to return for the reboot. The series will be set 30 years after the original and focus on the father-daughter relationship between Danza and Milano's characters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.